millions of Australian children are preparing for their social media feeds to go dark as the federal government's social media ban for under 16s kicks in tomorrow. Yesterday, you heard from digital wellbeing expert Dr. Jo Orlando about how to support your child through this transition.
You have to kind of talk to them about, like, where is it? What is it that they're going to miss? Like, where is it hurting for them? And then try and find a solution, you know. Okay, you're not going to be completely socially invisible for your friends. How about we, you know, invite everyone over once a week? So it could be an offline solution, but an online solution. Or how about we set up a WhatsApp group chat? That's still allowed. You know, let's set that up today so you're not missing out on your friends. You're just shifting over to a platform that's actually legal.
That's digital wellbeing expert Dr. Jo Orlando there. But what happens if your child's social media accounts are also part of their career? Abby is the 15-year-old sports commentator behind the popular Her Way sports media platform, which her dad Chris also manages. They both join me now. Can I welcome you both, Abby and Chris, to Radio National Breakfast?
Hey, how
good
are
morning.
You?
Good, good. Abby, you've amassed a really serious following online for your sports reporting. What has your relationship been like with social media through that?
Yeah, so social media has been a pretty important part of Her Way since it started in 2021. So me and my parents, we opened the social media Instagram account, I think, right at the end of 2021, just to do a few posts, maybe a couple of photos of athletes that I had had. But then it started to gain a following pretty quickly, which I was pretty surprised by. And so it's kind of become a pretty crucial part of what Her Way does today. So posting the links to longer interviews and sharing content and posting tiles about things that may have happened in women's sport that are quite significant. So it's definitely a pretty key part of Her Way. But my dad and my mum have also helped me a lot in managing the account, specifically my dad who manages it. Mm-hmm. So I don't, it is, the ban is probably, yeah, going to not affect me too much, but maybe the following a bit.
Look, I'm sure everyone who follows Her Way is really relieved to hear that this isn't going to disrupt your reporting. What do you think, though, as a young person, you know, aside from your, you know, sports reporting and using these platforms to do it, what do you think about the idea of having a government directive to stop young people from using social media? Do you think it's a good idea in theory?
Yeah, well, I think they definitely have good intentions with it. I'm just not sure if it's the most effective way to go about it, just because knowing that, you know, kids are pretty smart, they might find ways to go around it by creating accounts or other accounts not under their own name so that they can go undetected. And I've even heard a couple of my friends even right now that have spoken to me saying that they found ways to get around the ban. So I'm not sure if it'll work, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. But also I think social media, while there are some bad parts, there's also some good parts. Like a lot of kids that may live in like rural areas, they might need social media to connect to their friends. Like while I've been doing, I do online school. So social media helps me to connect to some of my friends that I don't get to see every day. So that's probably an aspect that they'll probably lose, as well as connecting with their favourite creators and a lot of athletes also that are on social media.
Mm. Chris, you run Abby's professional social media accounts with your wife. You're really involved with this. So perhaps you're in a really good position to tell us about the sort of conversations that you have in your household about social media and how to use it safely.
We've got two daughters. So Abby has a younger sister as well, who's just turned 13. So she's probably going to be more impacted by what's happening this week more than Abby in that regard, for a longer period at least. I can't speak for all parents, but our girls are quite level-headed and really sensible girls. And it's never been an issue, this whole conversation. And there's no, we haven't had to fight back about anything or anything. And I think we're all on the same page too, that, as Abby said, we kind of understand that, you know, we all want kids to be taken care of and looked after, but is this the right way to go about it? And I think education more than just legislation is the way to just keep kids understanding why things are good, why they're bad, what are the good parts of social media, what are the things to be aware of and the dangers. And we've certainly tried to, the whole way along since day one, just make our girls aware of that. And they treat it really well and we've had no issues at all.
And Chris, where do you think the burden or the responsibility for some of that education lies lies. Like, how much of that is down to what government might need to provide resources for? What lies on the parents? What lies on schools? Where does this fall?
Yeah, well, schools probably have their plates full as it is, particularly in the public public system, where they're often under-resourced. But, I mean, as parents, we just, I mean, it's such a quick-moving part of society, tech. But, yeah, I think parents do have a responsibility as much as they can to get out in front of these things and be informed, rather than just saying, well, it's beyond my pay grade, I can't deal with it, we'll just let government pull the strings and do everything, because governments aren't perfect, we know that, and they're going to make mistakes. And as Abby alluded to, there's going to be kids falling through the cracks here, or things that won't get captured by the ban. And I think everyone's got a role to play, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think that's certainly fair. You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, where I'm talking to 15-year-old digital sports commentator Abby and her father, Chris, our guests on the program this morning. Chris, you and Abby announced on social media recently that her accounts would continue to be parent-managed even after Abby turned 16. What sort of response did you get from the followers from that?
Yeah, I guess we put that post out just to... put people at ease, because Abby, as you said, Abby has a really engaged group of supporters, followers, community, and so we wanted to assure them that, you know, we've gone about things the right way, and I mean, Abby doesn't even know the passwords to some of the social media accounts, let alone go on them. The reaction to that, I mean, we didn't get a lot of comments to it. We had everyone from the Federal Communications Minister liking that post, through to a lot of athletes and sports organisations who always tell us how much they value what Her Way does. A lot of the comments on that post were basically parents and mums and grandmothers and whatever saying, look, it's glad to hear you guys are going about this way and showing the way to do it, that parents can work with their kids to manage it safely and execute what we're doing in a way that is safe for everybody.
And Abby, your audience has been supportive of how you've managed your approach to using social media?
Yeah, it seems like they have been. And like my dad said just then, we got a pretty good response from putting out that post, just to let people know that I wasn't actually managing the social media myself, so that I could focus on other aspects of Her Way, such as the journalism and going to games. So it seems like everyone was really supportive of that and thinking that it was the right way that we were doing it. So, I mean, it's also a good way to make sure that we're not being banned for half a year before I turn 16 next year, so people can keep following the content, which is good.
Yeah.
But we haven't just done that to avoid the ban. This is just what we've been doing for 4 years.
Yeah.
So that's the way we've been going since day one, yeah.
And I think that's certainly a model that the government has encouraged, in that there is a role that parents can play here to find ways to safely access social media. So it's been really interesting. And I'm also really glad, Abby, you focused on the content, because I understand you've got a big sit down with one of the key players from that was with Chelsea, and a Lioness player ahead of the tour for football. So that's a big exclusive you've managed to get there. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah, former Lioness and Chelsea star, like you mentioned, Kylie Telford. I got to do the only sit-down podcast chat while she's been in Australia. So I got to do that yesterday. And it was really great, because I got to chat to her about how Chelsea women's team are coming to play a game against an A-League All-Stars team in Sydney next year, which is really exciting. But also chatted a bit about her football career and, some other things as well, growth of women's football. So that'll be out on the HWSM podcast tomorrow.
Excellent. Look, that's quite great content. I know our sports mad listeners will definitely want to jump in on that one. Abby and Chris, thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Not a problem.
Thanks for having us.
That's Abby, who is the 15-year-old sports commentator behind Her Way Sports Media, and her dad, Chris, telling us how they'll be managing the social media ban.